Hello and welcome to another episode of Be Kind, Be Positive, Be Yourself. Today's episode 154. Today I want you to think about your 80th birthday. Now, how you think about that depends on who you are and the type of listener you are. Depends on your age. It's not totally dependent on your age, but if you're listening in your 20 compared to if you're listening in your 57, your 80th birthday is obviously closer or further away. My whole point about this episode comes from two events. It comes from my great uncle's funeral, and it comes from a training that I recently had at work. And this is actually from this idea of thinking about your 80th birthday is from a Leader in Me training, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey. Stephen Covey talked about your 80th birthday, thinking about your 80th birthday. Now, when you first hear this, when I first heard this, I kind of knew what the idea was, but it was still really hard to think about. But I think the idea behind it is really important, and it can be really powerful. And it can kind of guide us in our day-to-day and guide us where we want to go. So months ago this year, I had to attend a funeral for my great uncle, and all my family was there on my mom's side. And during the funeral, one of the speakers that went up and talked a lot about what my great uncle stood for, and he asked a question to the people that were there to pay their respects to my great uncle. He asked us all what we wanted to leave behind, what kind of legacy did we want to leave behind, and when we have our funeral one day, or when we have, you know, when our time on earth comes to an end, however that looks like for all of us, who do we want to gather at our end of life ceremony if we have one? Basically the idea of what do we want people to say when we leave this earth? What kind of person are we? What kind of person do we want to be? What do we want to stand for? And this has been on my mind for ever since that funeral, and even before this training. And before the inspiration for this episode, I've been thinking a lot about that funeral. And it left me with a lot of inspiration inside about who I want to be. And it was really powerful. And I think about it quite often. Like I've said, who do I want to be? What kind of legacy do I want to leave? And I decided right there that I want to be a very reliable person. I want to be the type of person that people can trust and rely on. It's just kind for no gains. I just want to be kind just for the sake of being kind and supportive for other people, and people know that they can be themselves around me and not receive judgment, and that I'll support them and I'll see their potential and I'll see them for who they are. So that stems from my great uncle's funeral, and it was kind of refreshed or brought to the surface level for me at this work training, and it was this idea of thinking about your 80th birthday. So thinking about your 80th birthday, you know, kind of near the end of your life on average, and thinking about the end of your life ceremony, like a funeral, they're closely related in my mind. So I just wanted to bring this to us as a kind of a gentle reminder again. Who do we want to be? And I want you right now to think about the type of person that you want to be, and the type of person that you want to be for yourself, and also the type of person that you want to be for the people that you love, the people in your life that you consider close, you consider very important. Take a second right now, if you need to pause the episode or just thinking about it, what does that look like for you? What are some characteristics? What are some things that you can say, I want to be this? I want to be this type of person. And then I think the second part of that is not only thinking about what does that look like for you, but how does that fit for your life? Are you doing the things that line up with that? Are your goals lined up for the type of person that you want to be? Are you living that type of life? And depending on your answer, maybe it's a yes, maybe it's a no, maybe it's maybe. Sometimes I am, sometimes I'm not. I'm working on it. Because I believe, obviously, we're all a work in progress. But it's kind of a nice activity because it helps us recenter or continue to focus on the type of person that we are and the type of person that we want to be, things that we're really knocking out of the park, things that we're doing really, really well, and then those things that we really want to work on. And this has really helped me. Whether you write it down, whether you just think about it, whether you, you know, call somebody and talk to them about it, it's always going to look different for all of us.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
And that's for every episode. No matter what we're trying to work on, and I've said this many times over the course of this podcast, is that it's going to look different for us. And that's awesome. That's beautiful. We should celebrate that. So thinking about your 80th birthday can sound at the start of that sentence can sound like a very strange idea. And I'm with you there. But who do you want to be at your 80th birthday? And a lot of it, I understand it's not a perfect situation and you can't control a lot of it. But if you had a full, in this situation, if you had a full control and you can picture your 80th birthday, they're there to celebrate you. People, who do you want to be the ones talking about you? What do you want them to say? Who do you want to show up? And also thinking about, you know, at the end of your life, if you're comfortable with thinking about it, who do you want to show up? Who do you want to speak there? What do you want them to say about you? What kind of person were you? What kind of, we talk a lot about legacy. You know, what kind of legacy do you want to leave? And I fully realize that legacy and thinking about your 80th birthday and thinking about the end of your life can be overwhelming. And I don't mean to put, you know, I don't want you to feel uncomfortable. These are just ideas you can take if you want. And I think it's, like I said, I think it's important. I think it can be powerful to either realign you to those things that you know, that you want to be, the type of person that you want to be, the goals that you have. And maybe it can keep you focused. Maybe you're really doing a great job. You feel like this is the type of person that I want to be, and I'm really in a groove right now. And it's kind of pick and choose. If you know, in a couple months, a couple years down the road, you want to refocus on this, that's the really nice thing about it. It's just a gentle reminder, and I really mean that. So maybe just thinking about this, it's kind of it's an interesting way to think about life. I think sometimes I can speak for myself here. Get caught so much in the day-to-day, which really works for me just as a person and my personality and when I think I'm doing my best. I think that sometimes I can get caught up too much in the day-to-day and lose focus on the whole picture. So it was helpful for me, and it's really kind of hasn't changed the way I look at my life. I still want to be the same type of person before these ideas came into my life, but it was a really nice reminder, and it was something that I think about quite often, especially my great uncle's funeral. So think about the type of person that you want to be at your own pace, and think about some things that you are doing really well and some maybe some things you want to work on. With that in mind, I always want to remind you how important you are. And this podcast, I was thinking about this idea the other day that, you know, sometimes there are gaps in between episodes, and I apologize for the lack of, you know, consistency there. But what I feel sometimes when I think about that idea is it's kind of right in line with the nature of this podcast. There's moments, and I'm going to be very honest with you and transparent here, there's moments when I go to record and I know if I sit down and record, it's not going to be a good episode. It's not going to be my best. And that's not to say I'm never looking for perfection. That's not it at all. But what I am saying is that I want to give you a good episode and I want to give it my best. And sometimes I just need mental time to rest. And it works for me, and I hope it works for you, because I feel like when I do come back and I sit down and I share some things and I record an episode, they're way better this way. So I appreciate your patience and sticking with me. I was thinking about this the other day. In December of this year, it will be 4 years of the podcast, which is absolutely insane for me to even think about and try to process, because I clearly had no end goal in mind with this podcast. I didn't even have a starting goal. I've talked about this many times, and the numbers behind the podcast and the things like that, like the analytical side and the more of the impact, it always blows me away. So I just want you to know that I appreciate you. If you're listening to this right now, I really appreciate you. And this is, it's just been a really beautiful thing, and it's something that I cherish in my life and I hold really near and dear to my heart. So I appreciate you. With that in mind, please remember to be kind, be positive, and be yourself. Please remember that you matter and you bring a lot of joy and strengths into this world. We all have strengths. Sometimes it's hard to see them for ourselves. Sometimes they get covered up. Sometimes we can only see the weaknesses, and that's normal. I want you to know that, and I'll never tell you differently. So keep smiling, keep shining out there, try and keep trying your best. Keep showing up for yourself, and please remember that showing up for yourself is going to look different every day. Please remember that trans rights are human rights and that Black Lives Matter. I will talk to you, my friend, on the next one.